Well, we appreciate that very much. Thank you. And it's good to hear the stories behind some of these songs that, that we've been singing for so many years. There was a set of circumstances that inspired and brought this forth. I'm sure the Lord was behind it all, so that we have these treasures, and they really are treasures in God's church. These precious hymns that we enjoy. There's one in your camp songbook that is not by Francis Havergal, but it says it's a prayer that we want to close with tonight. 73.
May the mind of Christ, my Savior, live in me from day to day. By His love and power controlling all I do and say. May the Word of God dwell richly in my heart from hour to
stand as we sing that last verse. And I remember telling, I think, the first group this season that several months ago we sang this song in worship at our home, and my Uncle Gordon was there. He's one of the pastors in our fellowship. And he saw the amen at the end, which we usually omit in our Pentecostal worship. And he said, "This song warrants an amen." So let's do it after the last verse.
May His beauty rest upon me as I seek the lost to win, and may they forget the channel, sing only
Lord, we thank You for tonight. We thank You for the blessedness of giving all to Jesus. Everything, Lord, every part, we present ourselves to You in loyal response as living sacrifices, holy. This is our act of worship, our spiritual act of worship. And Lord, we just thank You for the call we've heard tonight through these songs and through my sister's challenge to us. Lord, help us to take it to heart and to really be all for Jesus. Now we pray that you'll protect us as we go down to the palace and bless the food that we will enjoy and the fellowship that we will have together. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen.